78.
November the 9th, 1978. We had a show, Black Sabbath, and of course back then Ozzy Osbourne was a name that was in the group, but he didn't have headline billing or anything. It was Black Sabbath was the star, and the opening act was Van Halen, and Van Halen was pretty new. I think you and I just discussed the fact that they had played a few months earlier as the opening act with Journey, but they were on a real fast track. Warner Brothers was real behind them. They were hot. So they went out and did about a 45-50 minute set, just a killer set. The crowd went nuts, and they came off the stage after a couple of encores and went in their dressing room. So, you know, that would normally be the beginning of about a 20-25 minute intermission while the road crew would change over the set, take off Van Halen's equipment, unveil Black Sabbath's equipment, and maybe, you know, open up some lighting that they wouldn't let the first act use.
That's right.
And it was about that moment, about 5 minutes after Van Halen came off the stage, Black Sabbath's road manager came up to me backstage and said, "Steven, we got a problem. We can't find Ozzy." I went, "What do you mean you can't find Ozzy?" We looked everywhere. He's not in his room. He's not in the bar. He's not at the hotel. They were staying at what was then the Hyatt in Nashville, which is now the Sheraton downtown across the street from the War Memorial Auditorium. And we had two or three limousines there because, you know, all the acts had to have limos when they came down to pick them up at the airport and bring them to the show. So I said, "Okay, we'll find him." So I got all my runners, and I sent him over to the hotel, and I said, "Go over to the hotel and look everywhere and find this man and bring, you know, let us know." I got the limousine drivers to go to all the bars in Printer's Alley and all over downtown Nashville, see if he might just be having a drink somewhere. And the road manager and I just were sitting backstage waiting for something. 10-15 minutes went by, nothing, no Ozzy, nobody can find him. So the road manager and I start going, "What are we going to do?" And it became obvious that we're going to have to cancel the rest of the show because they couldn't do a Black Sabbath concert without Ozzy.
No.
I immediately went to see the road manager of Van Halen to see if they would go back on and do another set. And they went, "No way. No way are we going back out there and do another set." So we're stuck. So then the road manager and I agreed. He looked at his calendar and says, "We're open Sunday." I got with the manager of the auditorium. He said, "We're open Sunday." And I said, "We're going to announce that y'all are coming back Sunday. We'll make the deal tomorrow, but we're going to announce you're coming back Sunday. Y'all willing to do that?" "Yeah, we're willing to do that." So they agreed that they would come back Sunday and we'd figure out how to make it work financially. I said, "Okay, it's my job." So I went out, and the audience was a pretty rowdy crowd, just as a Black Sabbath hard rock crowd would be. You know, I'm sure I said something like, "Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Yeah.
I have the unfortunate job to inform you that this evening's concert is going to have to be postponed." I don't remember what the excuse was, technical problems or something.
I don't even know if you even said
it. I'm sure I gave a reason. It was probably maybe health or technical problems. But, you know, and boo, the crowd went, I said, "But the good news is that Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath and Van Halen, they're all coming back on Sunday night. And they're going to do the show all over again. You're going to get to see Van Halen again. You're going to get to see Black Sabbath. And your ticket stub that you got in tonight is good.
Yeah.
So keep your ticket stub." It was already sold out. And we also knew that a lot of people would have dropped their stubs. We were just going to let anybody that came come to that concert.
Oh, wow. We should have known that.
Yeah, we were not going to worry. I mean, we would have had to cut it off at a certain number in terms of capacity.
Right.
But we weren't trying to make money, more money. We had already sold the show out. We had all the revenue in the box office, and we had paid all the expenses. So the Black Sabbath people got on the phone with them the next day with the people in New York, the agent and manager. They agreed if we itemized all the expenses of the second show, we could take it off the gross and deduct it out of their portion. And they paid for everything, and Ozzy and the band showed up on Sunday night. It was a great concert. Later, after it was over, the road manager told me, and I've always wondered whether this was just a made-up excuse or whether it was real. It sounded good. He said that the Black Sabbath group had played in Birmingham on Wednesday night at the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center, and they had stayed at the Hyatt in Birmingham, which is right across the street from the hall, and that Ozzy had a key from that room in his pocket. The big Hyatt keys were big gold brass kind of keys with room numbers on them, and it would just say like 805, and that he showed up in Nashville and he went to room 805 or whatever room was on the Birmingham key. The door was open because the maid was cleaning the room, and he just went in and fell on the bed and went to sleep and didn't wake up till 11 o'clock at night. So he was in the wrong room. No one knew what room he was. No one could call him. He shouldn't have been in that room. It wasn't his room. It was a room number from the night before in Birmingham.
Right.
So whether that's true or not, we'll never know.